This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please do not go to Pornhub just yet. Apparently, there are new sections, I don't know what you call it, where there is coronavirus porn. people are wearing masks when they're having sex. Please don't go there yet. Just no, I don't want you guys to get in trouble with your wives. There are people having sex in hazmat suits. Apparently, people think a woman in a coronavirus mask is sexy. You know, it's so funny. My husband asked me once to wear a mask. I don't think it's because it had to do with infectious disease. I think he just wanted my face covered. I don't know. So, ladies, if you're told to wear a mask, right, you know, I don't, it might just be because they don't like your looks. So there has been a rise in very weird porn, some of it even racist, and that has kind of exploded since this. We're also being told that divorce rates have risen exponentially in China. Now, I don't have numbers, okay, but I am reading this from Business Insider, that a unexpected side effect was that people had to be in close quarters with their wife or husband or family members or whatever, and you kind of get sick of each other. I mean, I love my family, and we always travel together, and you know, we'll spend spring break together or whatever, and I could be a week with my family, and you know, we've been pretty good because we're used to that. But I longer than a week, I don't think we could do it. I really don't. And so the Global Times reported that in the Chinese city of Xi, there's been a record high number of divorce requests in recent weeks, with some districts, I guess, maxing out the number of appointments available for people to get divorced. And why is that? I mean, you're betrothed. I mean, you know, you pledge your life to somebody that, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life with, and then all of a sudden you just kind of get sick of them. And I think some of the best marriages are the ones where you do kind of have that space. You know, I love my husband, but, you know, when we worked together, it wasn't so much that we spent time. We like spending time. We like talking to each other. We have so much in common. But there was, like, resentment type stuff. You know, like, for example, let's say, you know, I don't know, I don't want to come up with too much examples, but like, you know, let's say I need help with something, and, you know, he's, you know, doing something else, and I'm like, look, you know, I could have had help. So I think what it is it's not that you guys dislike each other or, you know, fall out of love. It's you have more opportunity to tick each other off. You know, I mean, like even best friends fight all the time. But if you only see your best friend every couple weeks, you have less of an opportunity to fight with them. So I think it's just, you know, there's more opportunities to tick people off because we're always ticking people off. All right. So, and especially if people are watching coronavirus porn, I don't see how that's going to help a marriage at all. But that's, I mean, it's what people are into. People find the strangest things sexually enticing. I don't know, but I really want to interview a writer of porn. I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and you know, I've met people that wrote movies and screenplays and books and TV shows. I am just dying to know how that works, where they're having their pitch session and they go, okay, why don't we have the two people have sex wearing, I don't know, scuba gear. I, you know, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Yeah, you just wonder where the creativity flows and how it becomes a movie that basically doesn't really have a lot of, you know, yeah, action. Maybe there's a protagonist, maybe there's an antagonist. There's definitely a climax. So, now, it's an art. It's an art. Okay, so now, blood pressure medications. We do not want people freaking out about this. So, all right, let me just review what's going on with this one. Okay, there was a study that came out. I think it came out last week. We talked about it a little bit, where when the coronavirus infects a cell, it might utilize the ACE2 protein or the angiotensin system as a conduit to kind of get into cells, okay? And the virus needs a transporter to get into cells. And they need this S2, this ACE2, in order to do it, they found. ACE inhibitors, some scientists believe, might cause cells to express that protein more, such that the virus will have more of an opportunity to get into the cell and allow it to reproduce itself and propagate it, which could be why when we're looking at people with coronavirus, those who apparently get the more severe disease are those with high blood pressure, over diabetes, and over heart disease. So when they looked at the numbers, they found high blood pressure patients seem to be affected more. Now they need to quickly dissect and find out if they're all on a very similar medication. Look at this. Diabetes, a lot of diabetics are on ACE inhibitors to protect the kidney. ACE inhibitors and ARBs are some of my most favorite medications because they control the blood pressure really well. And as long as you don't get a cough from an ACE and as long as you don't have any angioedema or other sorts of symptoms, you know, they work really, really well with blood pressure, especially for that, you know, for that, those spikes. You know, when people's blood pressure slowly goes up, it could be because, you know, their vessels are kind of thickening, or if their heart rate's up, their blood pressure's up, you know, they might need a beta blocker. If they fluid overload, they might need a diuretic. But when you have the type of blood pressure where you don't know why the heck it just spikes, it might be your angiotensin renin system. So these ACE inhibitors and ARBs block certain pathways to that system. The problem is if there's a unintended consequence of taking this medication, such that it allows the cells to have different receptors or to upload certain receptors, such that that's exactly what the virus needs, we might have to attack that by possibly changing people's blood pressure medications. No need to do that now. Do not stop your blood pressure medications. This is only one study, but you do need to talk to your doctor about that, as people with high blood pressure do seem to be in the higher risk group. We just don't know why. This is one theory. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we do have some questions coming in, and please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877. Actually, why don't we just go right to the phone lines? We got Johnny calling from California. Hey, Johnny, thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Well, could the viruses we're detecting in the United States just be virus polymorphing and have nothing to do originally with the coronavirus, and we're just able to detect them? I mean, look how fast they made the test, and it's, like, very genetic, and it's, you know, I don't know. I just wanted your point of view on could a lot of what we're seeing just be the normal, you know, just typical, you know, viral season.
Exactly. No. Great question, Johnny. Yeah. So one thing that we're kind of struggling with is is the sniffles and the coughs and colds typical cold symptoms? Because you know how they're telling people to stay home. And so they're not getting tested. So people think, oh, I might have coronavirus, and it's just a cold. Or, like you said, or regular coronavirus. Or we're seeing people with fever, dry cough, and that could be flu. So, yeah, absolutely, Johnny. It's a concern that we have that where, we could be misdiagnosing or we could be almost doing a false positive because we're not testing enough. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I told you guys last hour that there was a, there was a person who called in thinking they have, pneumonia, fever, cough, whatever. They were told to stay home, which doesn't make any sense because if somebody actually has pneumonia, that you want to treat them right away with antibiotics, you want to do a chest x-ray. And so it might just be that certain medical facilities are overwhelmed. It could just be that that was a false rumor. But, a lot of people are on home quarantine, and we kind of need to know if it's COVID-19 and you need to be, shall we say, isolated for 14 days, which, by the way, I hate to tell you this, the quarantine might now be up to 5 weeks. Hold on a second. Okay, let me see if I could pull this up. There was a new report. Let me see if I could find this. I apologize. And it was not a favorite study of mine. This is going to be kind of tricky. I need to find it. Let me see. There was a report, and I might have to find it for the next segment, where if you did a 14-day quarantine, that might not be enough because it might actually be in your system for about 5 weeks after. Now, I don't know about you or I, but I cannot be walled up in my house for 5 weeks. Let's be honest here, okay? We want to protect others. We need to have an honest conversation, okay? All right, everybody's going to be political. They're going to say we want to save the world. We don't want to see any more cases, and we don't, okay? Nobody wants to see any more coronavirus cases. Nobody wants to see anybody die. Nobody wants to see a new virus consume us. I believe Bernie Sanders is calling this a war. So, we don't want a little baby microscopic piece of crap, little son of a whatever, take us down, okay? However, what we're doing is possibly making things worse. So people are now bunkering down. Why aren't you going outside? Why aren't you getting some sun? When you stay indoors, you could get sick more. You know how they talk about hospitals are a hotbed, of illness and infectious disease? Well, it's because you're not moving. You're breathing in the same air. You're around the same people. This panic, you can't buy hand sanitizer anywhere. You can't buy gloves anywhere. So I have a 75-year-old mother. I'm like, okay, Mom, I'm trying to find this for you. I can't. Why? Because all the young people ran out and bought it. And mind you, I don't want young people getting sick, but that's not the, that's not the population that's getting hurt. So here we go. Researchers collected samples from patients who were sick in Wuhan, and thank the Lord somebody is actually studying this stuff. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And they found that the virus could live up to 37 days in a patient's respiratory tract. Now, that is more than twice as long as the mandatory 2-week isolation period, which means if, let's say, you have been diagnosed, and you get that scarlet letter or whatever, or you get that brand, there's a chance that your employer may be like, I don't even want you coming in. And rightfully so. If he has employees that are vulnerable, he could be in a crap load of trouble if you come to work. So the 2-week isolation period is kind of the mandatory isolation period that a lot of these countries have been implementing, and probably we will too in America. But 37 days, remember there was a patient who had it, who got it a second time, reinfection. Either reinfection or it lay dormant and came back out. That's pretty concerning. So this study was published in The Lancet. 191 patients from two hospitals in Wuhan. The team used electronic medical records to collect demographic data as well as laboratory data. And they detected the RNA of the virus, the extra genetic material, which carries the genetic information and respiratory samples from patients, and they followed it for a median of 20 days after they first became sick. The shortest amount of time somebody was infectious was 8 days. So they got over it, and they weren't releasing the virus by checking the DNA. But the longest amount of time, there was somebody that shed it for 37 days. Shed, S-H-E-D, shed. Prolonged viral shedding, they said, provides the rationale for a strategy of isolation of infected patients and optimal antiviral interventions. Now, I mean, God bless them, all right? They have to figure out, I know this isn't the best news or the news we want to hear, but if we are trying to limit this, you know, if we are trying to limit this virus, we can't be working with false information. We can't be having false assumptions that, all right, well, you know, if you're, you know, if you have it, just stay home for 2 weeks. And then the person leaves after 2 weeks and he's like missing people and hugging them and shaking their hands and whatever, or, you know, whatever, you know, laughing at jokes because he hasn't seen people in 2 weeks, and then spreads it. I mean, if we're going to nip this in the bud, we're going to have to really nip it in the bud. I mean, we are going to have to contain. But 37 days. Now, Ebola had at least a 30 to 60 day, remember, window, and I think it was in semen for months. So, you know, I'll give you guys the latest on Ebola, too. Yeah, nobody's been talking about that. So a study conducted by the U.S. government and other scientists found that the virus can survive in the air for 3 hours and can live in surfaces for up to 3 days. Now, previous studies said 9 days. So I'd love to go with this 3 day thing, but remember it's the weakest chain in the link. If somebody said that coronaviruses have the potential of 9 days, let's just assume. 3 days, 9 days, just clean the surfaces. Tests show that the virus could survive on copper for 4 hours, on cardboard for an entire day, and up to 72 hours on plastic and steel. A German study found that infected patients shed large amounts of the virus before symptoms appear. Well, that's kind of, you know, usual and customary with any virus or cold. You're infectious before you even get sick. So, even if you have no symptoms or coughing, sneezing, something like, you could still be contagious. So, where are we at right now? And again, we're taking your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, right now, we're at 140,000 cases, 5,100 deaths, 70,000 recovered. But we are seeing a rather than an exponential rise of the curve, we're starting to see a little bit of some leveling off. Italy, we haven't really had new cases that we've heard of recently, but I'm sure it's just because the numbers aren't in. They're at 15,000 cases, coming behind China at 80,000 cases. Iran is at 11,300 cases. South Korea, 7,900 cases. Spain, 4,300. Germany, 3,400. France, 2,800. America at 1,800 cases with 41 deaths. I think we're still doing a good job in terms of not having the same numbers as China and Italy. But that, again, we haven't been testing. So once we test and we get more unfortunate, you know, we get more data, we will see that number rise. And people are going to be like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's rising. I mean, is it rising because it's spreading? Or is it because people are being tested? You know, like, Johnny had brought up, do a lot of us, have we already had it? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, in another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC Cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We are taking your questions from Twitter. We are taking your questions online at 1-877-DOCDOLLY and taking your questions on Facebook. All right, one of our listeners wants to know, what would a school shutdown look like? And so, okay, I don't know about you guys. I have a college student and I have a high school student. And there's been a lot of discussion of, I think I just heard, like, BYU is going to cancel graduation. I'm not sure if classes are canceled. Hold on a second. Let me take a look at this. BYU graduation. Yeah, Utah has moved most of their classes online. Not sure about BYU. One of our other listeners is asking about BYU, and we'll talk about that later. But what's happening that I could say personally is my kid, who's in college at UNLV, they are going to be going on spring break this next week. And then, oh, I know, man, they're like, oh, spring break, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Yeah, I mean, can't go to Disneyland. Disneyland shut down. But spring break, oh, a lot of older kids go to Disneyland. My kids, no matter how old, love Disneyland. Me too. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just, you know, because they got the roller coasters and they got the, you know, beignets, and it's just yummy. It is just, it's crazy. But anyway, I'm hearing Disney World might close at the end of Sunday through the end of the month. All right. We'll kind of give you guys updates on that just in case you guys have tickets for that. So with college, my kid is supposed to be going to online class. He's going to be spring break, and then he's going to do online classes and from home. I don't know if he's going to be allowed to go to the library. He loves to study at the library. It's interesting. He's going to the same college that I did when I was a baby. He studied at the same library I did. Hey, I was a baby where mommy used to be. He's my little mommy. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he gets, he gets stir crazy at the house. So he's going to be doing an online class. And then we heard from my kids' high school that they are slowly transitioning, making sure all the teachers are ready to go with online classes in case they have to, you know, pull the plug on in-room classes, which is kind of frustrating because, you know, kids, you know, like to be around other kids and, you know, they like to, you know, group study and, you know, flirt and date and all that. You would think see a drop in STDs with colleges closing down and high schools possibly closing down. But so what would that look like? What would it look like if the kids don't have school, your kindergartners, your all that? Well, it's not a good situation at all, but understandable. If they are trying to limit this virus because they think it's going to get worse and they think more people are going to get sick, then, you know, making sure that the kids don't have a hotbed of this and allow it to brew and then come home, keeping them isolated because kids are great transporters for bugs. They're little, you know, germ sponges, you know, would help from a coronavirus standpoint. In terms of you not being able to work, even working from home, it's really hard to do with kid. I mean, my kids, mom, mom, mommy, mom, 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 mommy, mom, mom. What? I forgot. Okay, well, I'm working. If you remember, mom, yeah? Can I eat? No. Mom? Nothing. They get bored. Kids get bored at the house. You know, they get bored. You're trying to work. Then, if the school's closed. From what I understand in New York, with this lockdown they're doing for a couple weeks, those who get free breakfast and free lunch, it's going to be delivered to the house. So, you'd have, you know, more of a delivery issue. But I would probably say if, you know, your kids are going to be, you know, home, you're going to have to do some outdoor stuff. You know, the weather's going to start getting nicer, so maybe take them to the park, you know. Hopefully they're, you know, more than 3 feet away from anybody else. Maybe do some camping, maybe do some hiking. But, being around others is, you know, supposedly supposed to be a no-no. We're really going to get to know our family, aren't we? You know, I am so afraid that my mom might say, why don't I just bunker down with you guys? Oh, my gosh, talk about divorce rates up. Hubby would leave me. So, speaking of, food to go and Uber Eats, apparently to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti suggests to consider ordering delivery instead of going out to eat. That's going to really help the restaurant business industry. If you were going out to dinner, maybe you don't go out to dinner, but order out at that restaurant. Let's prop up those local businesses that are here in Los Angeles. And he's got a point. If we could still give them money although they'll definitely lose on alcohol sales. You know, these restaurants, they make bucks on their, you know, $10 rum and coke that only costs 50 cents to make. But, you know, at least it keeps them in business. They say a number of restaurants around L.A. are prepared. You got Baco Mercat, Barama, Orson Winston in downtown L.A., Amasita in Culver City. So they're going to offer heat and serve dishes starting on Friday. They say they encourage anyone who doesn't feel great to stay at home or order food for delivery or pickup. Now, this is all fine and dandy, but the next question is if everybody's staying at home, who's doing the delivery? I mean, maybe you could go up to the restaurant or you could go up to the window. Where is it? Outback Steakhouse. With Outback Steakhouse, you could drive up. I love Outback Steakhouse. See? Love Australians. No Australian could upset me at the very least because of what they did with Outback Steakhouse. So you drive up. Somebody comes and gives you the food, and that's great. But then that brings the next question on who's staffing at these restaurants. You know, people. I hear people talking about their lockdown. Like, all right, this is what we're going to do for the lockdown. We're going to stay home. We'll do Uber Eats, or we'll do Grubhub, or we'll order Domino's Pizza. I'll get some groceries, so we'll get some vegetables and things like that. We'll maybe do one to-go order a night. We'll do this. And I'm like, okay, so you're all on lockdown. Who's Uber eating? Who's Domino Pizza-ing for you? Who's going to work at Netflix? I guess there's a show in the UK that's going to shut down because of this. So who's going to be on TV? Now, luckily for me, I do my show, and I'm not in close proximity to Daniel and Jason, so I can't get them sick if I do get sick. I have my own studio. Which means, you know, I'm here in Vegas while they're in Minneapolis. So I could, you know, still do my show. And so you guys are going to, at least you guys can listen to Dr. Dahlia's show. But, we still need the network to come to work. You know, we have no idea where this is going. And so when people go, you know what, the lockdown's not bad. I got my Netflix and I'll order in. Who's going to deliver? You know? So, Disney, some of you are thinking, oh, man, we could go to Disneyland because, you know, it'll be empty. Every Disney theme park worldwide will be closed starting this weekend, including Disney World in Florida and the Disney Resort in California because of the coronavirus epidemic. Disney Cruise Line will also close. Plus, Disney California Adventure also close through the end of the month. Disney's hotels, however, will remain open until Monday. They have 4 ships in their cruise line. I heard the Disney cruise is amazing, and I heard the food is fantastic, but it's pricey. I haven't done it because it's, like, super pricey. So apparently they are going to suspend their new departures. Disney World in Florida has 6 separately ticketed parks. They have an annual attendance of 93 million. They're going to close at the end of Sunday through the end of the month. I'm not sure if everybody gets their tickets back or refunds or what's going to happen. But, people have been just, apparently Disneyland, Disney World have been crowded because people thought it was going to close. Apparently Indiana Jones ride, actually that's not long, 45-minute line. Indiana Jones ride's usually longer. So, when Disney closes down, you know this is serious. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners had asked about travel. They had a trip coming up in April to Europe. Should they cancel it? Now, I have a trip coming up in June, small, quick trip, just a two-day trip to New York. But if I had a trip that was going to be international, I would be canceling it. Not so much because I'm afraid of getting coronavirus in Europe, but I would be afraid that I wouldn't be able to come back home. So, the travel ban to me is kind of concerning. And so I would be very, I would be very hesitant on leaving my homeland in case they decide to quarantine or I hot flash now. I'm at the age where I hot flash. The last thing I want is I'm trying to get back home. I run out of my hormones. I start to hot flash, and they go, you know what? You look sweaty. Let's just keep you just in case to test you. You know? So we're being told that Americans traveling in Europe right now are scrambling to buy last-minute plane tickets. Some cases, they are spending thousands of dollars each. One family of three paid $8,000 for three one-way tickets from Paris to New York. Well, New York to Paris and Paris to New York is already kind of expensive. You're already looking at about $1,000 away, but still, that's over $2,500, $2,700 a ticket for a one-way ticket. Carl McNary told ABC News on Friday, I feel like they were putting a price tag on people's safety. They said that's scary, especially if people can't afford it. That is. Jake Genachowski, an American who was traveling to Switzerland, was able to make it home back in time before the ban kicked in. He said that when he arrived, there was no screening for coronavirus. He said, I just made it through customs. He said, arriving passengers were asked if they had flu symptoms, but they were not asked if they had been to Italy or any other country hard hit by the coronavirus. There's been wary and confused travelers, many wearing face masks. They rushed aboard flights from European airports to the U.S. on Thursday after Trump announced the new travel restrictions. His 30-day travel order applies to citizens of 26 European countries, but excludes Britain and Ireland, as well as American citizens. American citizens can still come back for now. They can still come back. They will have to do a quarantine after the travel, once the travel ban is instituted. Takes effect from midnight later tonight. So, people are panicked about it, but here's the problem that we have, okay? And this is where I wish we weren't in this current state, but everything and their mother is being canceled. Graduations, sports events, school dances, fundraisers, all this is being canceled. And if we don't get a grip on people coming in that could be sick, it's going to prolong. And so tightening the borders and tightening things up is one way to help. The problem is if, you know, people kind of make it to England and then from England come to the United States, we're really not doing much. My guess is they couldn't do the ban because New York and London have a lot of people have offices in New York and London. If you've ever been to New York, it seems like a third of the population speaks British, right? I mean, it's English, but it's British English because there is just a symbiosis between, you know, London and New York City, such that it's like an extension of us or vice versa. So my guess is New York thought they would be crippled if they didn't have access to London and England, the rest of England. But are we still really containing the virus? You know, I mean, I was in Europe this summer. We did little baby stints in Germany, Austria, Italy, France. Was like for a few hours in England. And again, it's very, I guess, easy to want to kind of go into other countries when you're in Europe because, you know, everything is more closer together. It's not like a huge span like America. America's so much bigger. So you want to drive to Denver, that's going to take, you know, half a day to a day to do. You want to drive around Italy, you could do that very easily. So, you know, it's going country to country because the European Union is fairly simple. When you do go to Austria, you do have to pay something to have a sticker in your car. You got to remember to do that. Because there are fees that you have to have, you know, to be in other countries. But for the most part, you still have free roam. So it's not uncommon for anybody to go to Europe to be passing through a whole bunch of different, you know, places. Somebody has asked how many cases are in California right now. Okay. California, just switching gears really quickly. California has about 241 cases. Four people have died. All right. Still horrible, but remember, we are still kind of short on testing cases. Numbers might be higher than that, but four people have died. Grand Princess, which I believe is docked in California, has 21 of those 241 cases. Nevada has 11 cases total for the state. Utah 5, Arizona 9, Colorado has 50 cases, New Mexico 6, Hawaii has 2. Hawaii. It just took them a while, but they have it now. Washington has 457 cases, one of the highest in the nation. 31 people have died. Montana has one case, Oregon 24, Wyoming has one, Nebraska has 11, South Dakota has 8 cases, but one person died. Iowa has 16 cases, Wisconsin 8, Illinois 32, Minnesota 9, North Dakota 1, Pennsylvania 22, Indiana 13, Ohio 5, Michigan 12, Texas 32, Kansas 5 cases with one death, Oklahoma 3 cases, Missouri 2 cases, Arkansas 6 cases, Mississippi 1 case, Tennessee 18 cases, Louisiana 19. Pennsylvania 22, Indiana 13, Ohio 5, Michigan 12, New York 327, Vermont 2, Maine 1, New Hampshire 6, Massachusetts 108, Rhode Island 5, Connecticut 5, New Jersey 31 cases, but one person has died, D.C. has 10 cases, Maryland 12, Delaware 4, Virginia 18, Kentucky 11, North Carolina 17 cases, no deaths, South Carolina 12 cases, Georgia has had one death, 38 cases, Florida has had 50 cases, 2 deaths, and Alaska has a case. The only states, West Virginia hasn't yet, knock on wood, Idaho hasn't yet, and I believe Alabama. Right? All right. So that's where we are with the state count. And again, question after question I get is, one case in Mississippi, and everything's closing down? Well, because that's one case that we know of. When we don't know, we panic. There could be more cases. That's the problem. You know, and again, nobody's telling us, you know, like, let's say, look at Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, okay? They are in quarantine in Australia for coronavirus. Are they feeling fine? Are they talking like you and I? Are they, you know, giggling, feeling good, you know, good appetite, not having any symptoms? My guess is they had some symptoms, and that's why they got tested, unless somebody just tested them, you know, for safety or precaution. But, you know, how bad are the mild cases? So, you know, going back to the question about travel, since we don't know how much panic there's going to be, and you know, this story is unfolding, and you know, every day there's something new coming out that's, you know, causing, you know, the stock market to go up and down. I think the debate this Sunday with Biden and Bernie Sanders is going to be televised, but nobody's going to be in the audience. Now, you would say, well, both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are in their, you know, late 70s. Should they avoid going out in public places? I don't know. People want Trump to quarantine himself, not because they love him so much, but because they think he was exposed to that Brazilian politician. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, the launch of ExoMars rover has been delayed. I don't know if, again, that was all coronavirus. They say there was some trouble with parachutes, electronics and software. But, you know, even our intergalactic travel has been an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.